Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18,
get out, goddamn it!
Get the point. Good.
Enough.
Bend over.
Y'all ready for this?
We do it all night long.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Do you expect your woman
to call you every time she go from one spot to another?
No. I mean, you know what, man? Like I said, well, like I was saying yesterday, all that, I mean, at some point in time, you got to be able to say, all right. Now, I mean, if you say, all right, well, I'm finna go out. I mean, if you do, you giving me that common courtesy, cool. But no, I don't expect you to every fucking move you make that, hey, okay, I'm going here. Okay, I'm going there. Okay, I'm going here. Okay, I'm going now. Then that's what, like we were saying, I mean, you know, you got two adults. But now my thing was with the kids thing. That's what I was locking ass about. Because it was like you sitting there trying to tell me I got to tell you every move I make when I got my kid. Nah, fuck that.
Well, I don't think you got to say every move, but I still agree with the, you know, if you're going out of town, you know, that's just common courtesy. Hey, I'm taking a baby. You know, you're not asking. You're just telling them. Hey, I'm taking the baby to Missouri with me. I'm taking the baby to Chicago. I'll call you when we get back. You know what I'm saying? I think there's nothing wrong with that. Because you don't come out looking like a punk. You know what I'm saying? You don't come out looking like you asking for permission. You just letting her know.
All right, but what, like I said, like the biggest problem was, you know, you ain't taking my motherfucking baby nowhere. I mean, I done been on that end of it where, you ain't taking my baby nowhere. You ain't doing shit. I know how to handle this. I just want to tell your motherfucking ass.
What? You tell her from the road. You know what I mean? You ain't asking her permission. You just telling her, hey, look, we going to Illinois. I'll holler at you when we get back. And conversation over. She try to talk, she just hang up. I dropped the call. My bad. Man, don't answer that motherfucker till you get back. Well, I mean, what she going to do? What can she actually do?
That's my whole point. That's my whole point right there. What the fuck can you do?
Not a damn thing.
So what's the purpose of me calling and telling you? I don't know, man. I mean, hey, teach his own. We all got to, you know. But you know what, man? I mean, before we get all in depth in this, I mean, we do got a birthday to say someone to say happy birthday to.
Yeah, it's Mother Nature's birthday, y'all. My baby. So I'm gonna play a couple of songs tonight, and all of them is dedicated to my baby.
If you ain't down
with that, I got two words for ya. I ain't got those two words on here, but I'll download them tomorrow. Make sure it'll be on here.
I'll tell you what, though. Well, let's go on. While we out early, while we in the early stages of the show, let's go on and dedicate one of them songs to her.
All right. Hey, Janine, you're going to like this song, too. Because I know you know all about this. Project Run Wise.
Right, man. Go ahead, now. Janine, what's up, baby?
Hello.
What's happening, Janine? You know about them choosy lovers, don't you?
Of course.
Do you consider yourself a choosy lover?
Yes, I do.
Did you just see my performance?
Yes, I did.
I was singing to you, baby. I was going, wasn't it? Did you like that role? Like that role? Yeah, there you go. There you go. Look at it. Look at that roll right there. Yeah, you don't know nothing about that. You don't know nothing about that. I'll get to you one more time.
All right.
Well, look at that. Look at that stomach go. God damn it. All right, y'all. Come on, get in the chat room with us, man. We having some fun in there tonight. SinCityRadio.name.com. Jump in that chat room, man. Check us out, man. Look here, man. I just want to have some fun tonight.
Yeah, I'm feeling good, man.
All right, Janine, what's on your mind? Holla at your boy.
What's on my mind?
Yeah.
Nothing much. Nothing much. What are y'all talking about tonight?
Choosing.
You know, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, man.
Now, last year about this time.
You said what?
I said last year about this time, you always had a story for us. What's up? What's going down? You ain't coming with no stories lately. What's you under the weather? What's going on?
No, I'm not. I'm never under the weather when it comes to sex. Sex cures all things.
I mean, you ain't told us nothing about the co-worker. You know, you had a stalker at one point in time. What happened to him?
Oh, my goodness. Don't even bring that type of stuff up. I'm looking for people in my life. Y'all should be happy things are going well.
Hey, I'm ecstatic for you. I'm ecstatic for you. You know, he always wants some controversy.
I want the dirt.
I don't want no stalker. I don't need that.
Hey, you got brothers?
Yeah.
You have older brothers or younger brothers?
Younger.
Now, if you did have a stalker, would you call him at your brother, no?
Really.
I mean, how would you handle it? I mean, you know this guy is stalking you. You see him. I mean, he's standing in front of the crib. Well, he ain't in front of the crib, but you see the motherfucker down the street, at the job. As a woman, how would you handle that?
I would tell my guy. I'm like, I had a stalker when I was married.
You had a stalker when you was married.
That had to be crazy.
Yeah, I did. Huh?
I said, that right there in itself had to be the craziest damn thing. I mean, okay, let me ask. Did you fuck around with him or he was just stalking you? Or it was a situation y'all fucked around? And
it
you
was
tried
a situation.
To, you said what now?
Yeah, it was a situation.
Okay, so you had relations with your stalker.
Yes, and I tried to end it, and he went crazy.
That's fucked up. How do you tell your husband that?
I was just going to ask that. I mean, did your husband know that you and the stalker had relations?
I had to tell him because I had to call the police because he was threatening to kill him and he was calling the house. I don't even know how he got the house number.
I got to know. I have to know this. How did your husband react once you told him?
He was upset, of course. I mean, how was he supposed to act? I don't know. I mean, we didn't, like, get into no fist fight or nothing like that, but of course he was upset. I know how to talk and kind of, you know, you ain't been here and...
Yeah, whatever. Well, fuck it. You know what? For you to tell me that you cheating, the last thing you better do is try to turn that shit against me.
It wasn't that I was trying to turn some. I was just rationalize. Wow.
Ain't no rationalizing. No. Take his ass whooping. And then we going to go get rid of him. But you going to take his ass whooping first. You ain't finna sit. Well, you ain't been here, and I ain't been here. Well, you going to wish the hell I wasn't here right now, because I'm finna kick your ass.
Man, I can take the ass whooping and take him being mad at me, and I took whatever I needed to take. But it was the fact that you wasn't going to blackmail me and hold shit over my head, you know, in regards to the guy. To try to make it like, I'm going to do what you want me to do. That wasn't going to happen.
And you know what? In all honesty, you need to preach this to other people, because that's the smartest thing you can do. Is I'd rather you just come out and tell me, and then you got this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? I don't know shit. You know this motherfucker making you do shit against your will because he's blackmailing you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd rather you tell me, let's deal with this. I mean, you know, I'm the type that, okay, I'm going to be mad at you. You know what I'm saying? But if I truly love you like that, we can work through it. But now, if you sitting there playing, go ahead.
He was at the stores where I be at, and it had just gotten ridiculous. He followed me home because he never knew where I lived or nothing like that. So he had to have been following me, so then he found out where I lived. He found out the phone number. Then he was trying to call, and he was actually had left messages, but I was getting the messages off the phone because, you know, my husband never did. And he had left messages on. He had left messages for him as if, like, you know, talking like he a bill collector, something like he was a business person, to have him call, you know, to try to make sure he called him back because he was trying to speak to him.
Dude, I get those calls all day. I'm about to start calling
the
motherfuckers back.
I ain't
listening.
Hold on. Hey, Jeff. What the fuck are you talking about?
Right. I'm I mean, the reason I asked you for your husband's reaction is because you already say that you guys used to bring other motherfuckers into, you know, into y'all bedroom. So I'm wondering, you know what I'm saying, is this somebody that he knew from one of those times, you know what I'm saying? Or was it just like you by yourself?
No. And he didn't want me living with us.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. He didn't want me with no other guy. But, you know, as married couple, we went through our shit. It ain't like, you know, he wasn't perfect and I wasn't perfect, so, you know. But I ended up just telling him. Yeah, because I had to call the police and file a report and all this. And then I ended up, you know, I finally ended up, because he knew my mom. It was just ridiculous. I had to call his mother and ask her to see him to stop.
You have to call his mother?
Yes.
Damn.
I mean, because I felt bad because I was like, you know, I was part of it. It wasn't like I was just not, you know, trying to put all the responsibility off on him. But, you know, he needed to take the fact and understand that, you know, it wasn't like I lied to him from the beginning. I told him I was never going to leave. You know what I'm saying? It was what it was.
You called him
the
stalker's mother?
Yes, I did.
That's crazy, motherfucker.
Baby, what you ended up doing?
You calling my son is stalking me?
Did
you actually use the word stalker about her son?
I mean, I said that he is continually calling my job. He was calling my job, hanging up, shit like that. And I told her that I was going to have to call the police if he didn't stop and file a report.
Okay, how long was
it? And I was like, I'm trying not to get him in trouble. You know what I'm saying? And I just came to her like that.
How long was the relationship?
Two months, maybe.
Oh, 2 months? That's it?
I know, 6.
Oh, 6 months. Oh, well, shit. He didn't develop a thing for you after 6 months. He's still thinking, hey, I might can talk in the leaving.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
But you ain't about to start threatening to kill my husband. Now, that you wasn't going to do.
Wait a minute. He said he's going to kill who? He's going to kill me.
All right.
That motherfucker be like, God, hey, I swear to God, he'd be calling me like, hey, tell this crazy motherfucker to leave me alone. I'm shooting every time I see him. You want to kill motherfuckers?
Man, that man probably was in love. As Wayla would say, you put that A game on him, fucked his head up.
I don't have no other game but the A.
Well, I mean, you know, if your motherfucker look like a stalker, you might want to tone it down. You might want to go to the C game.
Well, how am I supposed to know somebody is a stalker?
Right, good question. I mean, what does a stalker look like?
I know, right?
Nope, I'm going to tell you how you know. After you have sex with them for the first time, watch their reactions. If that motherfucker constantly calling you, that motherfucker a stalker.
So you a stalker?
I don't constantly call motherfuckers, man. I wait a few days in between. I don't do it constantly. Some of my bitch.
Well, that was a lesson learned. I move forward.
I mean, but how did you get away from him?
She called his mama.
I told you I called his mama.
Oh, okay. I mean, I thought you were just saying you just called his mama just to let her know, but... You know, at the moment, that shit may not stop a motherfucker from stalking. You go, you know what I'm saying? Call my mama.
You talking about my mama his mama loved me. She probably like, baby, you got to do it that much harder because she fading away.
Could
Could be.
You said what now? I didn't hear
you. I said the mama probably was like, baby, you're going to have to work a little bit harder because she didn't call me, nah.
Mm-hmm. And I like that girl. You need to keep her.
Right. No, the apple
won't fall
off on
the tree.
I'm going to keep her at bay, baby, but you're going to have to work a little bit harder.
I don't know, man. If a female called my mama,
none of them had bought her anything for Mother's Day. She thought that was like the best gift ever. I bought her a remote control fan.
You bought the stalker's mother a Mother's Day gift? She wanted you part of the family.
Right. She just told him, motherfucker, you better work it out.
Goddamn right. She just tripping, baby. She just tripping by some roses or something. Thrown over there. You sit down and talk to her. She'll be all
right.
Right. We need to bring her to the fold. We got a new caller, y'all. Hold on. Caller, what's happening?
What's up? This is Layla.
Of course it is.
Shit, man. I'm just down there on some trick-or-treating and shit.
Yeah, we know
you. I've been giving out candy all day.
Man, that's some hard-ass work.
No, I do no walking. I sat in the house and gave out candy.
Oh, you lazy bastard. Your kids ain't little no more.
Man, I swear, man, I had a motherfucker damn near old as me knocking on the door. I'm like, where the kid at? You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker got on makeup and shit. Where the kids at?
No, I'm trying to keep my hammock. They had on like a sexy pirate. Goddamn titties was everywhere. I was like, these kids don't need to be seeing all this shit.
Mm-hmm. That was at the door?
No, they was trick or treating. It was like a group of grown ups.
Oh, you know they come with that. Oh, no, we trick or treating for the baby. Get the fuck out of here. You trying to get some free candy?
Ain't tricking if you got it.
I guess so. You in the chat room, Waylo? No, we doing a show from the chat room, dog. Where you at? Me, Cass, and Janine already in here, man.
Shit, I gotta get another cam.
Yeah, remember they fucked it up.
Huh?
Didn't they take your shit? You ain't never give. You still going through that shit, ain't you?
Nah, it's over with. The motherfucker told me they wasn't going to pay me for my shit, so I told them to eat shit and die.
That's a good way to get it.
Yeah. You don't get shit now. Oh, eat shit? All right.
So, shit, I had already bought me another laptop. My whole thing was pay me my bread and leave me the fuck, and I leave y'all alone.
You ain't getting that money, bro. You know, They sit. All they do is sit back and think of ways to keep your money, man.
That's cool. That's all right. I turned their ass into the Better Business Bureau and fucking, it's another agency that investigates fucking, you know, bad hotel chains or some shit like that. Got their ass all kinds of bad ratings and got a nice little strong following on a blog site.
They don't care about that, dog.
I know they don't.
Some people do. We wouldn't, but some people do.
Right. Some people that's going to stay at that hotel later on down the line, they're going to look at them reviews
before
they stay at the hotel. Because I know I check all the reviews before I stay at the hotel.
All right, the motherfuckers going to be calling you.
That's fine. Come see me.
Way a little fresh out of bubblegum. I can see the general manager now. They see you ass walking down the street.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
Giving us bad reviews. Your ass here.
Yeah, okay. Get out of here. What's it called? A wish factor or wish a nigga would?
I wish a nigga would be sitting in my chair. Who said that?
I think it was said.
Yeah, from the Kings of Comedy.
Uh-huh.
Hey, man, you ever had a stalker dog?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Not you talking to me,
Waylo. Oh.
Quelo.
Yes, sir.
How'd you get rid of him? Janine says she called her stalker's mama. That's how she got rid of him. She actually called the man's mama.
My stalker used to sit across the street from my crib. So what I did is I rented a U-Haul, parked in front of my crib, and folded up some empty boxes, made it look like I was moving.
That worked? I'm pretty sure she saw your ass a week later.
Nah, it worked.
Well, I'm sorry to be the one to inform you, Waylo, but you had a dumbass stalker.
Right.
How'd she not see your ass 2 weeks later?
Right. Coming out the same goddamn house.
Right.
Car parking in the same goddamn place.
I'm just visiting.
Yeah, all right. I'd have shot you just because you thought I was that stupid.
My other dog, my sister, whooped her ass.
Damn. Well, yeah, that always works. At the end of the day, go get your sister.
Oh, I ain't have to get her. She showed up to the crib. My sister just so happened to be in town. Like, who is that? Like, this crazy bitch won't leave me alone. She's like, oh, really? And she came to the door. She was like, uh-uh, who is this bitch? My sister was like, she just called me a bitch.
Well, then there you have it.
Yep.
But shit, I mean, you gotta figure shit. She was a bald motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. She was always popping up, kind of looking through the window and shit.
Hey, she probably told your sister.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
Yeah, right. My sister Molly whopped her ass.
Yeah, but shit, hey, for her to be looking, talking about who was this bitch, she wasn't scared.
No, she wasn't scared at all.
Now, that's
she had some dollars, I give her that.
Stalkers ain't scared, because, I mean...
No, they ain't scared at all.
To do the shit that they do, you got to figure they can't be scared.
Hell no.
But now, I had one, but I got rid of her, simply. I made her think that she really hurt my heart.
How'd you do that?
Because I had O to, you know, come on to her. She knew me and him was friends, so she figured, all right, if I fuck around with him, that's gonna hurt him, you know. But all the time, I told her to go holler at him. So when she finally fucked around and fucked with him, she came back. Yeah, she walked to my face. Yeah, you know, cause me and we did our thing last night. I'm like, oh, you did. You know, and I was like, you ain't shit. You know, I played the whole, you ain't shit. You dirty bitch. That's supposed to be my boy. But she felt like, okay, I got him back. I heard him. So, shit, me and O got in the car and left. I can't even get him around the corner, though. Meet me around the corner, nigga.
And I can see the headlines in the Post-Tribune tomorrow after she hear this show.
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell. Well, hey. But you know, man, the crazy part about her, man, is that no matter what nobody else did, she walked up to my baby mama. She walked up to my baby mama like, that's just, now take in mind, her and my baby mama was friends. I met my baby mama through her. Yeah, I know it was some dog shit, but whatever the case. She did not tell my baby mama, like, you know, you wrong for what you... She was like, yeah, I know he manipulated you. I knew he manipulated you the way he did me. This motherfucker like, yeah, he did. Uh-huh. Let's tell the truth.
She did tell the truth.
You are not the...
Shit, I wish... It, that's a whole other topic. Do not get me started on that. Please don't get me started on that.
Man, I'm just saying, man. I ain't never had a stalker, so.
Yeah, but
I can't talk about this kind of shit.
It's hard
stalker,
to have a stalker.
Stalkers usually say that.
Right. You are the motherfucking stalker.
Fuck all y'all.
Right. You ain't figured that out yet. I ain't never had a stalker. Oh, you would.
Hey, Janine.
Yes.
Fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck.
That's a good one.
Hey, the truth just came out. That's all.
And I ain't no stalker, man. I ain't never stalked nobody.
I don't know about that.
You ain't never seen me in no bushes doing no crazy ass shit. Come
know,
on, dog. Be realistic, man. You ain't never seen me. I might have talked some shit, but you ain't never seen me hiding in somebody's bushes.
Well, I don't know. I don't know
motherfucker to work.
Lenore was something different. That was borderline.
I believe all men have some type of borderline stalking in them. Because I don't know. I don't know if it's just me, but it has always happened to me.
All right, now, okay.
Stalking to me is you following me. Club. You know, it'd be different if I'm trying to have something. But if I invite you to the club and you say, no, I don't feel like going, but then I catch you outside the club with your binoculars spying on me, you stalking me.
With some motherfucking house shoes on. Hey, bitch, come here. Hey, you told me you weren't coming to the motherfucking club tonight. What the fuck you doing at the club? Because I knew your ass was here, bitch. I knew you was here, bitch.
I got to disagree. I'm sorry. I'm not a stalker. I don't have no stalker tendencies.
So you have never did any. You never did that before. Follow your girl somewhere.
I've never followed nobody.
Now you know what? Straight when up. I found out my ex-wife was cheating on me, oh yeah, I was a stalker from hell.
I'm glad you can admit that, bro. I ain't never stalked.
I'm off path when I was at work. Shit.
Hey, you know what?
Let me get that Lolo with the tinted windows.
You know what? Nah, I've never known you two, but I think at one point in time, I think you were damn near there.
Mm-hmm. With who?
Tracy.
I give you that. I give you that.
Yeah, you was damn near there with Tracy.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
I give you that. That motherfucker there, boy.
We
it's my baby's birthday, y'all. I'm going to play another song because I don't really want to talk about her. I'm on something else. I'm on some other shit. But I'm going to dedicate this to Mother Nature. She ain't on the show, but she's going to archive it. So this is my baby, y'all. It's her birthday.
for any reason, any reason at all. Then just let my record show I gave you all of my love.
Teddy P be going hard, don't he?
Man. All of it.
All of it. He's scared. Like, what Eddie Murphy say? He's scared bitch out of bed. And this motherfucking crazy shit. And take this shit.
Eddie ain't no punk.
Hey, check this out, man. I got a question. A question was just sent to me. All right? And this is, I guess, is pretty much dedicated for a female to answer. But nevertheless, here's the question. Here we go. All right, the question is, every time my partner goes deep, i.e. doggy style, deep impact, etc., it really hurts. It really gets painful, then I'm completely put off with the idea of having sex. And I don't feel horny enough to carry on. So I just don't want to go with the pain no further. If he goes slow and shallow, it's boring. If he goes slow and deep, it begins to hurt. But the faster he goes, the more it hurts. In many cases, I make him stop, but then I feel bad that I'm doing something wrong. But he tells me it's okay, but I feel like I'm not satisfied. And because of this, we can't do too many positions that goes deep. Okay, she asks him, what should she do to reduce the pain? Are there any positions that you could recommend for? Okay, I see we got Butter on here.
How y'all doing tonight?
What's good, Butter?
Just got in. Sorry, I'm so late.
Okay. Did you, Janine, did you hear the question? Okay, maybe Janine didn't hear the question either. Butter, did you hear the question?
No, I heard the last few words. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard the question.
Oh, so you ain't say nothing. I was asking. Did you?
I was talking.
No.
I didn't hear you either. I thought she had got off the phone.
Okay. Well, in a nutshell, the girl, like, she hate. She hate, you know, she can't take when a man go deep. She can't take it.
I mean, is he just that big where maybe she's going to get her stuff checked?
Get a stuff check.
Yeah,
you
can check.
I mean, it depends on how old she is. Women's uterus can drop. So maybe it could be something wrong with her, why it's hurting.
Maybe she got an STD and it hurt.
That's what I say. It could be something wrong why she's hurting like that.
Damn.
Right.
I mean, it do.
She's like, I ain't texting these motherfuckers no more questions.
Right.
Yeah, STD. My uterus dropped.
I didn't say she had something. I'm just saying.
I ain't saying she either. She might.
I'm just saying, but she might.
Well, she said when he don't put it all the way in, it's boring. But then when the farther he go in, the more painful it gets.
That's why I said the uterus thing. Sometimes,
but I mean, what can he do though?
Older, he can't do nothing. I said she can get that check to fix it.
No, but what I'm saying is, now according to her, if he goes slow, she don't enjoy it. If he try to put in work and hurt, he's in a fucked up ass place.
I know.
Well,
maybe she
needs to ride him.
Then that's even more deeper. I think that's going deeper.
But then she'll have control. Maybe she can, you know what I'm saying, squat on it instead of getting all the way down on it. Maybe she could, you know what I'm saying, ride the tip of it, you know what I'm saying?
I know this was for the ladies, but.
Like the way Lo got fast.
On top of it, she can use use her legs to keep her from going all the way in.
Right.
So y'all saying.
But she said
y'all
she don't
that
like that
position.
She said that's boring.
Right. She said
that's boring.
No, I'm saying
the way
she can use
it
her
but
knees.
If she's sitting on top riding it like that, then she can get it as fast and hard and deep as she want to because she's controlling how far it go in.
Right. So all she got to do is adjust her knees and his chest to the point where she like it and just let it sit there. She gonna have to strengthen her goddamn legs and ass muscles up, but that's the only way that you can keep the dick from going all the way there.
But now you taking my joy.
I mean, shit. She can either get a nigga with a smaller dick or let him fuck somebody else. She got other options.
Okay. Hey, wait a minute. Hold on now, fellas. Fellas, I got one for us. Okay, man. I don't know if fuck it, I'm just gonna read the question. I'm a male in my early 20s. I was wondering, should I get my penis circumcised? And how do I put a condom on an uncircumcised penis?
I have no idea.
Right, you got it in the wrong place, bro. I can't even tell you how to do.
You need to go holler at Dr. Phil, dog, because I can't help you.
I heard that shit hurt when you do it, you know.
When you're older.
When you older, I heard that shit is not comfortable at all.
I imagine it ain't.
Hey, look. Check this out, man. An old friend of mine, you know who I'm talking about. An old friend of mine had that done at about 15, right?
we sitting just, you know, we kicking it, chilling. And, you know, I'm like, dog, it's like you didn't pissed on yourself. I guess it's staples or whatever broke or stitches or something, man. And he was like pussing up. It looked like he pissed on himself. I thought that was the nastiest shit I saw in my life, man.
That was just totally horrible.
Yeah, and his mom's waited till he was 15 to do it.
Uh-huh.
It was horrible, man.
Wow, that's just
15.
Man.
You know, all he could do is go get him a cock ring. Get you a cock ring, pull that shit back, and slap that ring on, call it wonderful, nigga.
Well,
and that, you fucked.
And there you have it. Okay, Father Time, I got one for you.
It ain't from Tracy, is it?
Nah, it ain't from Tracy. I figure this is something that you can relate to. I'm a guy in my early 20s that suffers from premature ejaculation. I masturbated a lot as a teenager.
Wow.
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
I mean, say.
I know you got the webcam on, so I know you can see my face. it's all good. Go ahead with the question, bro. I'll answer the question.
I've been
2 minute brother before.
I mean, he said that she, though, you know, he want to know how many times should he masturbate in a week, you know, to get his start and stop technique going. So he know, you know.
At least once a day. Preferably. This is what I'm going to tell him. When you know she coming over, do it about an hour before. And you good to go when she get there. That's the best advice I can give him. You know what I'm saying? And actually, I mean, if he got enough stamina, he can pull out, shoot to the side, and go right back in. She never know.
Okay. I mean,
damn, was I on mute?
I mean,
I guess nobody tried that before, huh? I know, I ain't told any motherfuckers been trying that.
Yeah. I ain't never had to do that. It's an exercise that he could do.
Y'all some arrogant ass motherfuckers, boy.
Why we gotta be arrogant, man? I mean, everybody
y'all motherfuckers is lying.
I just said I ain't never had to do that.
Y'all is lying. You ain't never ran across one. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't never ran across one. When you're going, it feels that good to you. Well, it's a quick one. You never ran across that.
I mean, not on a regular basis.
Right.
Well, both of y'all just said.
It ain't no fucking 2 minute type shit either.
Right. It ain't no 5 strokes and I'm out.
Right.
You know, ain't
like
no 5 strokes.
Y'all are two of the most arrogant. You know what, Waylo? I got to compliment you, dog. I never met a motherfucker as more arrogant as him. Now he got competition. He actually got competition.
Anyway,
I thought that would never happen.
Back to the question, man. Back to the question. This is an exercise that he could do. It's just like for the women.
Hold on, Waylo. You mean tell me a dude got to do kinkos?
Yeah. Same shit.
Okay, he may not know what Kinko's is. Explain it to the young man.
You check your muscles. It's just like when you're about to take a shit, you get that feeling. You try to squeeze your shit, make your dick jump, basically. Make your dick jump about 1,000 times a day, and that'll strengthen your muscles up. So when you get ready to nut, you can hold that shit back.
This damn way, so Waylo, just 50 Waylo, in front of the witch cop. 1, 2, 3. Oh yeah, baby.
No, you can do it wherever you at. You can do it sitting down, standing up, shit.
Yeah, she's gonna get it. She gonna get the high hard one from Waylo tonight. He butt naked in front of the mirror. 11, 12, 13, 14, 18. Waylo, I'm busy. 17, 18. God damn it, I gotta start over. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh shit.
Oh, all right, I hope dude heard that, man. Do the exercise that Waylo suggests. And call us back in a month and tell us how that worked out for you.
Right. God damn, Waylo. What damn, Waylo, boy? God damn.
That motherfucker said, I'm not doing no goddamn exercise. Fuck what he talking about.
Oh, shit, you're going to be skeeting in 2 seconds, then.
Arrogant son of bitches.
I got to be arrogant, man.
I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. I mean, you was enough, man. I got to deal with 2 of you motherfuckers.
It's going to be okay, Father Time.
I got to start taking my wife.
How's that arrogant? Because
you motherfuckers is lying. Y'all lying. That's why it's arrogant, because you some bitches is lying.
Why? Because a motherfucker don't jack off?
No, I'm talking about you ain't never winning one that was that good to you that you bust early. That's it.
Yeah,
they
lying.
That ain't never happened.
Hold on, brother.
That's what you just said.
Hold on, man. Damn, can I ask you a question? You killed me with that. What is your definition of early? If you talking about 4 pumps, no, I ain't never did that.
Okay, you only put some minutes on. Okay, let's say 3-4 minutes. You ain't never won 3-4 minutes.
Okay, I didn't do the 3-4 minute thing before.
Well, that's exactly what the question was.
Well, I mean, but you know, you
pre-ejaculation,
go
ejaculation, man.
You go.
But everybody lasts longer than up the next dude, though. You can't say that.
But that's not what I'm saying.
I'm saying this,
and I'm being real honest. That shit can happen to any man on the planet.
I don't know
who you is.
Okay, but
it
now
happen to you.
Okay, but you're known for 3 or 4 pumps, not 3 or 4 minutes.
It's, that was only one time. And it was that good.
That's what we were saying, that ain't never happened. That ain't never happened to me, 3 or 4 pumps, and I'm done. Hell no.
You ain't ran into her.
Yeah,
she wasn't all that.
Right.
Hey, look. First of all, I was under a lot of pressure. Okay. I was under a lot of pressure. I was stressed out.
We'll say that. She wasn't all that.
You was around her all day.
It was hard
all day. You was pre-coming and shit. So you got in. You nutted on yourself. That's all.
No, bro. You flipped the shit. Nah. Oh no, man! I'm listening to what you're saying. I mean, I'm drinking, but I'm hearing what you're saying, and you didn't kind of flip the question a little bit there, bro. Well, whether it's 3 or 4, that happened to me before. I ain't ashamed of that.
Hold on, three, four minutes.
It don't matter. I'm saying, right,
but
that type of stuff happens to every man.
Hold on, bro. I hear what you're saying, bro. But my question to you is, it takes 3 or 4 pumps to get your dick all the way in. How the hell did you nut?
Hey, she told you the story. I ain't got to repeat it.
That shit better bang out.
He
had
been dreaming about it for
straight gorilla
a long time.
Hey, she was fine.
He had been wanting it for a long time. He actually had wet dreams to the shit.
He just matter. Come on now.
He just met her?
Yeah.
Well, he still might have had those kind of dreams to a person that favor her.
Thank you, Butter. Thank you.
Butter, you
see, Butter know what I'm talking about.
No, she ain't.
You know exactly where I'm coming from.
How she gonna know what you talking about? She ain't never got no pussy that came to after three pumps.
I've had somebody do it, though, so.
Exactly. See? She know what I'm talking about.
Three pumps.
Basically, yeah.
One, two.
Honestly, I remember I dated this guy when I was in college. Oh, my goodness. All I would have to do was get on top of him and ride him for like 5 seconds, like boom, boom, boom. I get on him and ride, and he'd be like, oh. I'd be like, damn, are you for real?
And you kept having sex with him.
Exactly. I'm going to tell you why I kept having sex with him. I'm going to tell you why I kept having sex with him. Because after I rode him for those 5 seconds, he would eat me for hours and hours. And he also kept my refrigerator and my cabinets full, my bills paid. So, yeah, I'm going to keep riding that motherfucker.
Well, I ain't do all that.
Hold up. To put some groceries in my goddamn refrigerator shit.
Hold up. Wait a minute. And you say me and him the most arrogant motherfuckers you ever met.
I'm trying to tell you.
Really?
Yeah, y'all are.
Really?
Yeah.
And, I mean, ain't a motherfucker. I mean... Ain't a motherfucker that ain't come to your pussy yet. I mean, ain't a motherfucker. This got to be the most arrogant woman on the show.
No, I'm not.
I mean, ain't.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Her and Janine is neck and neck.
So it's me and Cass and Butter and goddamn Janine.
There you go.
What you say?
Y'all might as well have an orgy and settle the question. Who can go the longest, goddamn? And I record that motherfucker. I'm a good ass cameraman.
I'm fine with it.
You're a great cameraman.
I mean, without taking no pills or none of that.
I don't take no goddamn medicine. I don't need no medicine.
All right, fuck, need some medicine.
Yeah, that alcohol is medicine for y'all, motherfucker.
I don't need no alcohol either.
What is y'all trying to see? Who can last the longest? Or what is y'all talking about?
I guess she's trying to say she got more stamina than
to say nothing. He's the one that made the comment.
You the one co-signing with it. So, okay, if that's the case, then hold on. If we take the liquor out, we got to take the trees out, too.
I don't smoke no more.
I'm not talking about you, Waylo. I'm not talking about you.
I quit.
You know,
smoking.
Oh, okay.
Hold on now. Because if memory serves me correct, we've had this conversation before. But she was a certain somebody. Well, you know, I gotta smoke my bleezy before I can get in the mood.
I know,
because I gotta have that.
I gotta have that bleezy.
I'm just saying.
Hold on, man. Hold on, dog. I got a public service announcement. All right. She said she stopped smoking weed, but Lord, she didn't mean it. Give her, but she know not what she said.
Okay, let's go.
She said she stopped smoking weed.
I did.
Last week.
Putting that out there. I want the rest of us to go to heaven.
I did. I swear I did. I just came from church. I ain't lying.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't bullshit me.
I ain't lying. I promise I quit. I promise I did.
Well, you know what, Butter?
Huh?
It's all right if they don't believe you. Because I used to be a goddamn weed chimney. When I tell everybody I don't smoke no more, they looking at me like, yeah, right, nigga, here. And try to pass it to me.
Yes, I've had people do that to me all the time, and I'd be like, I quit. They'd be like, stop lying.
Hey, wait a minute.
Like,
let me ask you a question, man.
You on probation or something? Like, nah, what the hell?
Let me ask you a question, Waylo. How many times have you seen the movie The Mac? How many times have you seen that?
Probably twice, three times in my life.
Because you was a smooth motherfucker.
Why you say that? You was a smooth mom, cause she like, I don't smoke weed, and you went straight into, you know what, butter, baby. Stop smoking weed too, baby. Always trying to pass it to me, baby. But you know what? Don't worry about that. It's me and you, baby. That's all I heard, dog.
I told you, yeah, hey, that boy slick as nuts. I told you, I'm telling you, that's Roscoe Jenkins. That was Cedric the Entertainer. He always got a smooth line to come through.
Wee. Why can't I just be a smooth ass brother? Why I gotta be Roscoe Jenkins and the Mac?
I'm just saying, wait, cool. You just gotta.
I ain't trying to be smooth.
you just gotta believe, baby. You just gotta believe.
Right. Here you go, brother. This is Waylo dedicated to brother.
I'm gonna be everything to you. I'm gonna be your father. I'm gonna be your friend. I'm gonna be your lover. But you gotta believe in me. You gotta believe that everything I tell you to do is for the best.
Hey, dog, we got a real live Mac on this motherfucker, man. I'm going to start putting that out there, dog. If you call Sin City Radio, you will be talking to a true Mac, a real live Mac. Not Goldie, the motherfucker, the actor. We got a real live Mac on the show.
Okay, so now, wait a minute, here's my thing. Now, just imagine if we got him and doing his pimp skills.
Man, Tuesday, man, we need to just be like, hey, we talking to a couple of pimps. Y'all really want to know what pimps are? Call us on Tuesday.
Hey, and I'm telling you, hey, I've actually met a couple of his hoes. I said, damn, this motherfucker got hoes. Then he called me. I listen to this. I bitch, I'm like, man, really, what am I listening to? Hey, don't you like the way your boy sound when he's telling them hoes to get that motherfucking money? All right, man.
Straight pimps, man. Straight pimping. All right, but check this out, man. Go ahead. What's your statement, dog?
Go ahead, bro.
No, I'm just going into my last song, man. That's all. You
want
to finish what you
got to
say?
I'll knock yourself out, bro. I mean, the pimping game is to be sold, not told.
Oh, what?
There you go. Hey, while y'all listening to the song, check out a video that I just put up, Rack and Willie.
How you going to tell us some shit like that when I'm playing a song, man?
Rack and Willie.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know what? Waylo, your ass just been muted. All right, y'all. I'm dedicating this song to my baby because it's her birthday. All right, here we go. Yeah, your ass muted.
I'm gonna love you.
Hey, what he said?
Hey, but listen, hey, man, we got a lot of people listening, y'all. Join the conversation. We just having fun, kicking back on Wednesday. We just doing what we do, man. I see all these people on the show. They listening. Press one. You got to press one if y'all want to join the conversation. See? And I guarantee you, we got 1-1, y'all. And this is Prissy Girl. I guarantee you. Prissy Girl, how you doing?
Hi.
Hi,
oh,
Prissy
y'all.
Girl.
Hello. Hi. How's everyone doing?
Talking to a bunch of pimps and.
You know. Hey, I was in your chat room earlier. Did they tell you? Did they tell you I was in the chat room earlier?
No, I saw you in there though. When I woke up, I went in there and checked it.
Yeah, he told me you went to sleep. I'm like, what? She went to sleep in the chat room?
She must have bust run real good.
In the chat room, I just went and laid down and went to sleep. And I just left my star on. I didn't log out.
Well, look here. Well, we got our chat room up and running right about now. We is me here. Jadeen, I was singing to you. You supposed to show me a thigh or something. You supposed to. I mean, I was singing my heart out to you. I ain't get to see
a
thigh.
Yeah, I can show you something right now.
Hey, man.
Yeah, buddy, you hate that shit, don't you? You missing it, buddy?
Yeah.
You missing it? Hold on, y'all. We got another call.
Fix
we got another call. Caller, what's happening?
I ain't see
what
that.
Up.
What's up,
Ms. Red? Yeah, buddy.
What's up, Doc?
Shit, chilling, man. Sitting at the tattoo shop. Come in and get tattooed.
I'm afraid of tattoos. I have a very low pain tolerance, and I just couldn't do it.
Come in costume, get a tattoo for $20. We're open until 1 a.m. today.
Where you at?
For $20? $20.
Damn.
Come in costume and get a tattoo for $20. If you're not in costume, you can get a tattoo for $40. Today and only today, open till 1 a.m. Serious Thinking Fridley on East River Road in Mississippi.
Where you at? I'm going to call you at the end of the show, dog.
Did you say Mississippi?
Yes.
No, he in Minnesota. He in Minnesota, y'all.
Minnesota.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, man, come on.
Damn, I wish I was in Minnesota right now. Shit, I'd be all up in
I'm trying to tell you.
You got the offices going.
Halloween
hey,
I'm
going to
holler at you at the end of the show, Doc.
Me?
Yeah, I'm going to holler at you at the end of the show, man. See where you at.
All right. All right.
Are you going to go get some cherries?
No, I'm already in here. I'm about to get my neck finished.
I was talking about Father Time.
You say you better go get some cherries.
Some cherries.
Hey, for y'all that don't know, Red was my roommate. For a long time. We had some good times. Even though, dog, I don't mean to put your business out there, but.
Oh, shit, I see thighs.
Hey, Red is my dog. He's my dog. Even though I don't know if he was going to run on me, we was about to get in that motherfucking bar fight. I don't know.
Y'all about to get out of nobody.
It comes a damn way, though. Damn. Put the bag down.
Hey, I'm not fucking with Waylo, man. I'm not fucking with Barry White. I ain't fucking with Barry White, man.
Wait, hold up. Here's the part that got me. We've been on this show for almost an hour and a half now, and we just said, hey, turn your camcorders on, get on. He ain't turned his camcorder on one time. Somewhere I said, ooh, there go a thigh. Next thing you know, wow, there go Waylo.
Waylo.
Janine, you got the camera. I could just look.
Janine's on
camera lotioning up her legs right now.
Okay, I'm coming. Here I come.
Yeah. Damn.
What is this, a live webcam sex show or what?
hey, dog, this how we get down every Tuesday and Wednesday, dog.
Wait a minute, so this is your man Red?
Every Tuesday and Wednesday, man, this how we get down.
I'm so jealous, man. My computer's not acting right. Because I just bought some new booty panties I wanted you guys to see, too.
Hey, Tom, this your guy Red that was in the wedding?
Yeah, same dude.
Hey,
that's my boy that came from Gary that when I got married.
What up, Zach?
What's going on, man?
Chilling, brother.
Long time no hear from, man. What's been going on with you?
Hey,
word to
you, man. Hey, he done came up, dog. His girl, he done came up.
Oh.
I got to give you props on that, dog.
So, Red, you still doing the Ultimate Fighting thing?
No. No, I had two knee surgeries, man.
Damn.
Okay. I can say, man, good to hear from you. We kicked it
Night. I'll give you all a call next Tuesday. I got to get off the line, though. My sister's calling me. All right.
Hey, don't forget about Saturday. Be going to holler at you tomorrow at work about it. I need y'all to roll through for me.
All right, because I'm supposed to do something. I'm supposed to go grab something for my girl anyways on Saturday, so I'll probably just have her show with it. I'll talk to her tomorrow about it.
All right, bet. Don't forget, man, I need y'all to roll through straight up.
All right.
Oh, Lord. All right,
baby.
Oh, my goodness. I wish that I can go get a tattoo.
$20? Right, God damn. I come out that motherfucker like Tupac.
I'm rolling right after the show, dog. I'm rolling.
I'll be in that motherfucker looking like Tupac. Thug out.
Yeah.
Man.
All right, y'all. We in the tap room. Oh, we didn't got Prissy Girl. Janine. Now look at
Janine.
Yeah. She didn't stop lotioning up her legs. Pretty girl to jump in there and everything. Even Waylow to jump
come
in.
On,
he just said
man.
His camera don't work.
Get some
Waylow
lotion
just
up your
said
titty.
His shit don't work.
Lotion up your areola.
As soon as I said, yeah. Janine, lotion up her legs, he done popped in.
Lotion up your areolas.
My areolas. Take up the whole screen.
Do what you got to do, girl. Somebody going to watch it.
I just saw you over there with your Jergens.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear you now.
Yeah, we can hear you now. Oh, okay.
Even Prissy lady didn't jump in. Janine loosened up her legs. Oh, shit. Her shit then went dark.
That scene. I don't see any Janine.
She's on there. She's in there.
Just
look she's in the chat room with us. We don't see Waylo all of a sudden. Now we see him, but at first we didn't see him. First he said like about 45 minutes ago he was like his camera didn't work.
Well, I wonder how
this motherfucker on here.
I can only see y'all. I can't do shit else.
You ain't say that earlier. You said your shit wasn't working at all.
It
right there, Janine, lotion up the legs. All of a sudden, now your mic works.
Dude,
next
thing you know, I see
Waylo
pop up. I'm like, God damn, how did he pop up that fast?
Because I've been trying to get it on all show.
Yeah, I know you've been trying to get it on.
Mm-hmm. I told you, man.
That's
all
right. I'm going to have a cam for y'all tomorrow. I'm going to go buy one tomorrow and a mic.
That's the man. Hey, for the people that is listening, SandCityRadio.ning.com, y'all. We in the chat room. Cut your cams on. I see y'all listening. We just trying to have a good time tonight, y'all. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. Fuck it. Let's do what we do. We got the ladies in the chat room. We got Prissy Lady in there. We got Janine lotioning up her legs.
Hey, man, hold on. We got a new caller, dog. Caller, what's happening?
Like they at a Tupac concert.
Caller?
219-455?
Maybe they
are live on the air.
Caller?
Hello?
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 Yeah.
Hi.
Who this?
Hi.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Okay, come on, that country bumpkin shit.
Hello.
What's your name, sweetheart? Go ahead and make one up right quick.
Hey, baby, what's going on?
What's your name, sweetheart? What's your name? What's your name, baby? What's your name? Okay, we're going to call you Yama. No name. What's happening?
Call her, what's happening?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, y'all. She, I'm sorry, caller, but I gotta play it for you. Everybody know what's coming.
It is what it is.
What's your name, sweetheart?
You know what? Well, maybe she just don't want to talk.
Right. Thank you for calling, baby. We appreciate you calling. We hope you're enjoying the show. But as they say in Hollywood, the show must go on. And she's done. She had a goddamn rap concert.
What?
Oh, she ain't fucking with Rick Ross, because Rick Ross is trouble with the Gates of Disciples.
Yeah, man.
All right, Waylo, let me ask you a question, man, as far as the Rick Ross thing. Have you seen the Rick Ross thing with the Gangsta Disciples?
No, I ain't even heard about that. That's news to me.
You said what, though?
Oh, you haven't seen it either?
Rick Ross. I'm about to look at it right now.
Y'all know Rick Ross made that song with Larry Hoover, using Larry Hoover's name, and the other drug dealer dude. Apparently he was supposed to give some money to the disciples for using Larry Hoover's name, and I guess he didn't give them the money, and they threatened him and his whole fucking label. Ain't nobody seen that?
No, I'm about to look it up right now.
It was on World. I saw it on World Star.
World Star.
You know, they had a whole bunch of disciples talking about, you know, we fucking all y'all up, and you know what I'm saying. Saying whatever they saying, these, you know, Chicago disciples where it originated from.
Right.
I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm asking you, if they use his name, should he pay them to use his name?
What that is, that's street cred. You can't, that's like fucking saying, that's like you vouching for President Obama or something like that and then making him come through on some shit. But that's street cred right there. That's like the mafia. You can't mention the mafia and them not come see you, but you got to pay your dues.
Well, apparently he didn't pay. And they like, you better come up with the check or we fucking you and your whole label up. That shit was fucking crazy, man. I thought it was just music.
That wasn't the murder on live cam. And videotape it and put it on World Star Hip Hop for everyone to see and hear.
Well, that's exactly what they did. You know what I'm saying? I figured if he used that man's name, he had to have their permission in the beginning. He had to have somebody's permission to use his name in the motherfucking song.
But see, when you say his lyrics, you say, I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover. He said, I think I am. He's comparing himself to them. But that's when stuff like a king. You can't.
Right! Don't you need permission to do that?
Yeah, you need permission to do that shit.
To compare yourself to someone?
What you say?
I said to compare yourself to someone, you need permission to do that? If they're famous?
For a goddamn big ass gang as far as Gangsta Disciples, yes, you do.
Yeah, I would think so.
So wait a minute. So Hit gotta pay which we call them? Elvin Taylor and Roy Lee?
No, I don't think it go that far, dog. You know, the disciples is nationwide, dog.
Yeah.
I don't think it go that far. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, he did. Hey, I pick up Elvis.
I'm saying, though, he used the leader of one of the biggest gangs in the United States name.
Right.
They take
that shit.
You know what
I'm saying? That's just serious.
Very serious.
You just can't go and...
Apparently, he had a deal. He had supposedly reached out to Larry Hoover in prison. And apparently he was able to say his name in a song, but he had to pay somebody in his family money to use his name in the song. The song came out, it blew up. The song made a lot of money. And apparently he didn't pay. So the disciples are saying, you know, we need that check, or we fucking you and your whole motherfucking record label up. That's what they said on the motherfucking video.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, that's why I was asking you, you know, like if one of your artists wanted to use Larry Hoover's name, would y'all have to pay to use his name in a song? You know, let's say
First came out
and wanted to use Larry Hoover's name in a song, would you have to pay the Gangsta Disciples to use his name?
Well, I ain't going to say too much without incriminating nobody, but... I just say he under that flag, so I think it's cool for him, you know.
Okay.
He got
okay. If he ride like that, let's say he want to use Jeff Ford's name. Would he have to go to the vice lord and say, "Hey, look, I want to use Jeff Ford's name in the song. Here's X amount of dollars."
Well, see, he wouldn't do that because he under a certain flag.
I understand. I'm just saying. If that was the case, would he have to pay? You know what I'm saying? You as a label president, you know what I'm saying? Would you have to get into that to make sure nothing happens to your artist if he used certain names in a song? Because I don't know shit about that. That's why I'm asking you. Because I know you're the president.
The only reason that it's going down like that is because that man got cake. Ain't nobody looking at these independent labels that's, you know, throwing around shit like that because basically they nobody's. But if somebody wants to come see you because of some bullshit that you said, they'll come see you. It ain't going to be on no money shit. It's going to be like, watch your mouth. I'm going to bust you in it.
Okay, but now you as a label president, how do you handle that? Because you want to protect your artists.
Right. Then I do you want to protect your artists.
Everything that comes out of that booth,
my label,
I
do. What you saying?
Everything that that they make
get
here,
in the cam.
So.
Okay, I'm sorry, Willow, but I think Prissy Girl just interrupted you. What was that, Prissy Girl? Was that you?
Yes, I said I want Janine in the cam.
you gotta pick that up with Janine. I saw her rub her legs.
She ended the whole conversation. I want to see Janine in the cam.
Forget what y'all talking about. I need Janine in the cam. I ain't trying to hear nothing y'all saying.
I apologize, Waylo. I apologize.
Oh,
I'm trying to get some knowledge. The ladies
me.
Is like, fuck what we talking about. they want to see Janine, so we got to get a flow to Janine.
It's the Janine show.
It's the Janine show. Prissy Girl to cut her lights off. She done filed up a square. And she looking at Janine like, where you at?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm looking at her right now. She just had lights on. All the lights is on. She got a cigarette in her hand.
They turn
with a big
the
ass
light.
Kool-Aid smile. Talking about where Janine at.
Where are you at, girl? Can't run from me now.
What you from?
I said you can't run from me now.
Oh, I'm not running.
I just thought I'd make mention of this. Y'all need to set a new time for y'all show because it's y'all should look into that.
What you mean?
Yeah, because y'all be having
hey,
so much
hey,
fun.
Hey, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that off air. We ain't changing our time. I love you, but we ain't changing our time.
No, you should extend the time. Extend it, not end it. Extend it.
Make the show longer.
That's why we got the chat room.
Soon as the show over, everybody go to the chat room. CNCityRadio.ning.com. Hit the chat room, and we good to go.
Oh, okay.
Blog Talk already don't like us. They ain't going to give us no more time. We go overtime every goddamn week.
That's why I said we need to extend the time.
They ain't giving us no more time.
Oh, all right.
I want to see Janine's face. Janine, put your face on the cam, please.
Damn.
Sit back.
Don't even say nothing, dog. Just sit back. Prissy Girl, it's your show. Handle your business.
Janine? I've never met you, and I want to see your face, please.
Really?
Yeah.
But you tell her how I look.
Huh?
I said, is Butter still on here?
Yes, she's still here. Yeah. He mad because that shit don't work.
Right, she opened up kind of big
son of a bitch.
I seen the tip of your head. Put the rest of your face in the cam.
Mother all in the back of the house trying to fix the wires and shit. I'm gonna just watch that.
You know, I'm broke and trying to fix it.
Hey, she's trying to get that. Let's do that goddamn stuff. So.
Oh, my goodness. I'll think about putting my face in the cam. I'll think about it.
All right, thank you.
Right, she ain't said nothing in the last 10 minutes.
She got silent. Goddamn wires, that motherfucker, trying to get that motherfucker, I'm finna get my internet going. Yeah.
She done got electrocuted, man.
And she's
so where
playing
my screwdriver?
I ain't it. That motherfucker screwdriver out there just going to town. Hey, speaking of which, dog, I ran into that one cat, man. You remember he used to live next door to that you was trying to steal his cable, and he came outside like, hey, what you doing?
Hey, man, cable free if somebody else paying for it, dog.
Hey.
That shit free.
They was watching the good-ass movie. He said his shit just went snow. He ain't seen nothing but snow. He looking in the back all the time, got his cable wired. Try to splice him to it. Hey, man, what the fuck you doing?
It's free.
You gotta have that shit ready, bro.
I would have split his shit. We could have shared it. But I got a motherfucker trick or treating at 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, my God.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat at 10 o'clock at night. I don't think so.
But baby's a treat, bringing a treat.
No, that's my daughter's sister.
I'm still checking candy from trick or treating.
Hey, Prissy Girl still sitting there looking dead square at Janine's square. Eyes ain't moved. She looking at that motherfucking blind in the window.
Yeah,
like, all I see is that blind. Look at her, dog. She ain't moved. You see, she's looking at one particular square on the screen.
Hey, I thought her thing had froze. I was just up to say that looking.
All she see is a motherfucking window blind. Ooh, boy.
Hey, let's try to bring in a no name, man.
All I have to say is, Janine, you're wrong for that.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling 219-455. We appreciate the love.
Can y'all see this?
So, all right, everybody on the show, y'all got to get in the chat room, man, because they're going to cut us off sooner or later. But we're going to keep the party going in the chat room. I'm going to play some music. Y'all can see my man dancing with his stomach hanging out. I don't know what the fuck that shit he was doing earlier.
You a hater, dog. You a hater.
Join us in the chat room. Join us in the chat room. That's all I'm saying.
Can y'all see this that I'm holding up?
Yeah, I see it.
I can't see this shit.
I don't see nothing.
It says video cannot be viewed.
Yeah, that's what you're saying on mine.
It's in the middle of it.
It's a black powder with three hearts.
Yeah. Okay. So if this is used on a light-skinned person, doesn't the heart supposed to show up, you know, when you're being spanked?
You just ain't being spanked hard enough.
But the heart should show up, right?
On the bare skin?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't see what she's showing. That's why I'm asking.
Why can't you see it? You can't see it.
It's a powder.
With the three hearts.
Let me refresh my shit. I see you, dog, but that's all I can see is you.
What?
Okay, now I see you. Now I see you.
Now you see what I'm holding up. So when you spank somebody with it, it should show the heart.
It should. Head.
That's
but
what I
let me refer my question to way low.
So y'all saying I'm not getting paddled hard enough?
Right.
Here we go. Here you go. Well, you know, I did 13 years of paddle training, so
I wasn't gonna say that. I was gonna say I could come over there home run derby you real quick.
Oh my!
Motherfucking Goldie is in the house.
Right.
You can get that All Star Batters Week going.
The World Series is over, man. It's basketball.
No, it ain't. World Series ain't over.
Not as far as you're concerned, anyway, huh?
Who won the World Series?
Should have known.
The Giants, man. The Giants.
Hey, did y'all see KG get shitty with Ray Allen, though?
Yeah.
I didn't see that, man. But you know what? KG is a fake-ass thug, man, because he wasn't nothing like that when he was in Minnesota. He was nothing like the way he is now, man. He's a fake-ass thug to me. That's just my opinion. That is not his personality, man, because he was nothing like that when he was in Minnesota. He was nothing like that. Now, all of a sudden, he got with Boston, won the ring. Now, he's a fake-ass thug.
Ooh.
Fuck out of here, man.
Kevin Garnett.
I mean, you can't be mad at that man because he signed for more money to play with somebody else. That's his option. He could do that if he want.
He was on a trading block for what, 2 years?
Exactly. Now he goes sign with somebody else. Now all of a sudden you can't. He came all the way across the court to show you love, but you can't show it back because he the enemy now. He don't play with us, so he the enemy. That's some bullshit, man. He'll fake that thug to me. I'm sorry. I don't like KG.
Kevin Garnett? He left the
Timberwolves?
Who did he sign with?
The Heat.
He played for Miami.
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where are you been?
And Boston is my team, too. I hate that shit happen.
Oh, that's their fault, man. They didn't want to give that man the money. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
well,
it wasn't about the money. He said that he can win a ring with Miami. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he got LeBron James, D-Wade, Chris Bosh. I mean, the motherfuckers are the favorites. Why wouldn't you want to play with them?
I mean, think about it. Can Boston beat Miami in a 7-game series? Come on now. So Ray Ray said, fuck that. I want a ring. I want another one. I don't blame him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Kobe going to get the ring this year, but I don't blame Ray Ray. What you said about
Kobe? Kobe didn't get no ring this year.
You crazy,
Kobe,
man.
Kobe ain't getting shit this year.
You out your motherfucking mind.
You want to put a little friendly wage on that? You want to put a friendly wage on that?
I'll bet you money on that. Kobe getting a ring this year, dog. He tied MJ for 6 rings. I'm telling you. He got D-Wade and motherfucking Steve Nash. Come on, man.
Steve Nash ain't going to do shit.
You know what? I'm going to turn this over to my man because he's just as much of a Laker fan as I am. I'm not even going to respond. Go ahead, dog. Go ahead and respond to that Steve Nash quote.
Man, I don't reply to foolishness. I don't reply to foolishness.
Yeah, okay.
I really don't reply to that foolishness.
Fuck the Lakers.
You know what, dog? Check this out. Fuck you. You on mute, motherfucker. Don't be talking bad about the Lakers on this show. He must not know. I mean, I know you're a smooth motherfucker. Can't nobody hear you, dog, because you're on mute, so you might as well stop talking. But I know you're a smooth motherfucker. But this is the L.A. show, baby. Now I'm going to bring you back. Now,
hey,
it's
a picture in the photos just for you, Father Time.
All right, bet.
Go to the photos. It's a picture right there just for you.
Is your
mother back on the show yet? She never got up. She's still been executed.
She got executed, dog. Trying to hook up the internet so she can see Janine.
Hey, tell her ass I'm afraid.
Yeah, she gone,
oh,
man.
Oh, my goodness.
She's singing that old Negro spiritual. Oh, my Lord, 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 Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know, man. Hey, we got to hear this, dog. We're going to pick it up in the chat room, y'all. SinCityRadio.com. Pretty girl, you got any last words?
No, I'm not coming to the chat room unless Janine's going to show her face.
That ain't got nothing to do with the show. You got any last words about the show?
I'm not coming to the chat room unless Janine shows her face. I was late to the show, but from what I could hear, y'all are funny. Thank you.
You know how we get down.
I enjoy coming and listening to you guys.
Mother Nature, you got your last words?
Oh, well, I know I tuned in late, but from what I tuned in on, it was enjoyable. Thank you for the birthday wishes, and I will talk to you all next week.
Fool in the game. Miss Electrocution, Butter?
Mm-hmm.
She's got electrocuted for real.
Oh,
what? Mother, you got her?
What?
Her head's standing up like a motherfucker right now, dog.
I was like, her standing straight on top of her head, what?
She don't know what the fuck is going on right now.
Well, I'm still on the phone. Okay.
You got your last words for us, sweetheart.
Have a good night.
Good night, dear.
Good night.
Good night. God damn. Way low. Goldie, you got any last words for us, Goldie?
Oh, my goodness.
No, not really. Everybody, hope everybody had a safe Halloween. Happy birthday to Mother Nature. And
there you go again, dog.
Father, fuck you for muting me.
I'm not even going to respond,
dog. Sorry.
I'm not even gonna respond to that, man. I'm gonna let it ride, dog. I'm gonna be a good co-host and let that shit ride.
I'm just saying happy birthday and happy birthday to the other young lady. I don't know her name.
Put some decimals in your voice when you say happy birthday, man. You see that baritone? You need to get that tenor. Janine, you got any last words for us?
That was a great show, as always. It was good talking to all of you, and I will be on next week.
Pretty girl mad at you.
Well, she won't know if I show my face unless she's on there, so I guess she has a dilemma.
Ooh, hold on now. Let me let her respond to that. Pretty girl, you got a dilemma?
No, I'm coming.
All right, dog. Take us out, man.
All right, man. You know what it is. SinCityRadio.ding.com. Hey, get in the chat room. Hey, we gonna start doing this on the regular. So, I mean, even if y'all don't be able to get into it this week, next, I mean, hey, feel free. Hey, matter of fact, if y'all in the chat room, you feeling like y'all want to talk to somebody, hit us up. Hey, it comes, trust me. I know that y'all in there as soon as you hit me up. So hit me, Father Time, up, get the chat room. Hey, post pics, blogs. Hey, we need more participation, man. Hey, tell a friend or tell a friend. SinCityRadio.ning.com. That's what's up.
All right, y'all. We in the chat room. Peace, love, and hair grease. Next week, we're doing it all over again. We out.